Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
That's why he says, wait, I'm ready, Jesus. Yeah, you ain't ready, but you got to know how to make ready, ready. I would say most Americans, maybe all Americans, don't like this neither. But it's a vital thing in the plan of God. And we'll explain it in just a minute. Acts chapter 1. Verse 1, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. This is Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Notice Jesus began it at the book of Acts. Until the day in which he was taken up after through the Holy Ghost and given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is a place. Kingdom of God is a method. Kingdom of God is God's way of doing and being right. Kingdom of heaven is actual planet. Where we go. Verse 4. Being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but... And it turns red. If you got a red lettered edition Bible. But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye shall have heard of me. But wait. Title of my message, God is never late, but I sure wish he was early. Wait. I hate to wait. In anything I do, wait for the promise. Why? Because if you don't, your promise will turn into compromise. A C-O-M will be put on it. If you take compromise and take the C-O-M, it's back to promise. But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. Point one, the word wait is a difficult command to obey. Write it down if you're taking notes. The word wait is a difficult command to obey. Jesus first said, follow. Then he said, go ye. And now, wait. Why? Waiting is a gift. What does it do? It shapes itself in stillness. When you're waiting, you're thinking. It stands firm in trouble. Why? Because of its character. And its spiritual power is solitude. Waiting is a gift. It shapes itself in stillness. It stands firm in trouble because of its character. It really shows you who you are. And its spiritual power is solitude. But what people misunderstand is waiting is not idleness. That's what makes waiting tough. But it's earnest expectation of things to come. Waiting is not idleness, but earnest expectation of things to come. I hate to wait in restaurants. I hate to wait in traffic. So much that I bought an airplane so I could fly over traffic. And guess what happened? I ran into traffic. There was a voice that came over the speaker. Citation. 770 Juliet Delta, wait. I'm trying to get home. I can see the runway. I can see New Orleans, but I also see Ken or Eli's hand go and touch them throttles. And they pull back those throttles to slow me down. No! We can't land, Brother Jesse, that fast. Give it a best shot. Let's see. We're on final, what they call. The runway, just like this aisle. All of a sudden you hear New Orleans Center says, turn. I could be on the ground in the next 3 minutes. Ooh, now they want me to go all the way over to the West Bank. Cross the Mississippi River. Been there, done that. Turn around. Now I got another 5 to 7 men burning fuel at a gallon a second. You heard me, a gallon a second. That's drinking, isn't it? This happened not too long ago. They get on final. All of a sudden, I think it was Eli in the right seat, and I think Ken was there. It might have been vice versa. They take the landing gear and pick it up. Missed approach? No. The air traffic controller said, wait. We got somebody else here. Now, 3 minutes turns into 18 minutes at a gallon a second. Don't you hate this? But God said, wait, because something's coming. Something good. Wait for the promise. It's not idleness. It's earnest expectation of things to come. See, what does waiting do for you? It will produce common faith, a unity of spirit, and a belief system. It is actually the record of Jesus Christ's life. He waited 30 years to reveal himself. Think about that. Waiting will produce a common faith, a unity of spirit. I love that. A belief system. Think about that. When you're waiting, you're producing a belief system. You're telling everybody, I don't care how long it takes. I'm not moving. Having done all the stand, therefore. Sometimes we can ask God for things we cannot receive. It's not that God is delaying us. He's saying you got to grow. Let me talk to the young people. I know you can't wait to be 18. Let me help you. Neither can I. I want to go back to 18. It took me like 100 years to get to 18. So I could tell my mama, I'm a man. I'll do whatever. I can do anything I want to do. Boy, if I could go back right now. Give the white hair back to her. The fat back to daddy. And have that body at 18 that Kathy lusted after. Because I was a chiseled piece of man candy. Oh, I had a six pack. Woo, Lord. Guns, mwah, mwah. You couldn't grab my skin. My muscles under my skin would just do this. Then something happened. Wait. I got pictures to prove it. Ask my brother-in-law. Stand up, Rick, and tell him it's true. It's true. I was built. I had a body. Even Rick is saying, whoo, man, Jesse built. He ain't said that in 50 years. My God. Wait. And that's true. Yes, and that's true. Why is he telling us to wait? You cannot force or manufacture spiritual experience. You force it, you're going to have trouble. You can't manufacture it. Only the Holy Spirit produces the atmosphere for you to move and work in. That's why he says, wait, I'm ready, Jesus. I'm ready, Jesus. Yeah, you ain't ready. But you got to know how to make ready, ready. Let me say it again. You cannot force or manufacture spiritual experience. Only the Holy Spirit produces the atmosphere for you to move and work in. Why? Because waiting is not idleness, but earnest expectation. It's producing a common faith. It's a unity of spirit. It's a belief system. You're actually growing to the fullness of the stature of Christ. Now, I don't believe you got to wait 9 billion years and die waiting. I don't believe that. But sometimes you have to realize there's promises in the Bible that are for you, but you're not old enough to receive yet. But God is my witness, I tell everyone, you will. If you believe in God for healing and you have pain, I don't deny that. I don't deny it. I understand that perfectly, that it hurts. But Jesus said, by his stripes you were healed. So you know what I say? All pain. Wait till you get yours. Well, you can no longer affect me. But I'm going to affect you. I'm going to shut down your work. I never forget one time. I've always been a healthy man. But I went to a doctor. Could Kathy want me to go to a doctor? I don't like doctors. Like you've heard me say so many times. I mean, I don't dislike them. But they're all in the nakedness. They just want you stripped all the time. You know what I'm saying? My God, you walk into a place, my throat hurts. Take your pants off. No, I don't want to take my pants off. It's my throat's hurting here. You understand what I'm saying? Anybody agree with me on that? Hold your hand if you agree with it. Oh, Jesus. Every time I sold a building called Number 12 Stillhouse Lane, and one of the doctors was a gynecologist. And every time I saw that table with them stairs, I said, I thank you, Jesus, that I'm not a woman. Oh, Lord God. Kathy said, go. So I went. The guy looks at me. What is the first thing he say? Take your pants off. I said, why? I said, because you're not going to stop there. Because the next is your drawers. Or like you say, excuse me, your underwear. So you're standing stripped naked as a jaybird, and he's just looking at you. You're going, what? You know what this reminds me of, Doc? What? 18 years old. I don't know, but I've been told. Stand in line up here, boy. Turn to the left, and this ain't funny. Cough. How many men know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's going into the services. It's called the draft. Naked as a jaybird, and you're sitting on cold marble. You think they care? They don't care. I had one guy taking my blood pressure and another one taking blood out of my arm. I said, there's a hole over here. I think it's going to affect the pressure. He said, shut up, boy. Okay. Well, what do you want me to do now? Wait. My God. Wait, we'll produce a common faith, a unity of spirit. A belief system. See, only the Spirit produces the atmosphere. Oh, for you to move and work it. I love that. Because you cannot force a manufacture it. He said, wait for the promise. Now, you know, the first day they wasn't ready. The second day they wasn't ready. And the third day they wasn't ready. But they had gone. They were there. But then Acts chapter 2 showed up. Suddenly. See, weight goes away suddenly. Suddenly. What's that sound? There's a sound of a rushing mighty wind. Chapter 2 is coming into existence. Yet this word weight is a very difficult command. I prefer obey. I prefer follow. I prefer go ye. I don't like to wait. I thank God now. There are some good things about being seen all over the world through television. You get tables a lot quicker at restaurants. It's kind of nice. I got to tell you one that Kathy pulled in Hawaii at the Kamehameha. What's the name of that big restaurant? Am I right, Roy? Am I saying Huma Numa? It's this long. The name is Am I telling the truth? You've been to Hawaii. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That big restaurant. Lord Jesus. And Kathy says, I said, you know, you sure use me a lot. I never use you at all. You wait and see. So she calls up. She said, you want to eat at that restaurant? I didn't really want to eat in there. But Kathy likes to look at the sun going down in the ocean. Which burns your eyes out. Look at the sun, Jesse. I can't. I need a welding mask to look at the sun. But she's just standing there. Look at the sun. Good God, drives me nuts. I'd rather have my back toward it. You want to look at the ocean? I seen it. It's water. She calls down there. They said, I'm sorry, ma'am, you cannot have, everything is completely full. You cannot come to at least 8:30, 9 o'clock. And they close at 10. She said, oh, but we really want to, me and my husband would love to eat there. Oh, well, I'm sorry, ma'am, it just can't happen. And then something began to think in her mind. She said, excuse me. I'm Mrs. Jesse Duplantis. The lady goes, oh, you should have told us that. Come now. I come down. I said, how'd you get this table? The Lord works in mysterious ways. How did you get this table? So I wouldn't even use my own name. She did. I said, I come walking in there. How do you know me? Oh, but Jesse, we just love you. Praise you. Lord, man, it's just a blessing. I said, well, thank you. And I go, I said, Kathy, did you use my name? She said, I can't tell a lie. No. The other day we was at the Cheesecake Factory. People waiting outside, waiting to get in. I just come walking in like that. Boy, and everybody was just, I just walked in. And the lady said, Reverend, this way, please. I saw people go. I just went. I'm not bragging on that. That does help a little bit. It's also very costly. It's called big tips, which is okay. Everybody's got to make a living. You understand what I'm saying? God is never late, but I sure wish he was early. How many times you saying, Jesus? Jesus. You got a watch? Look at the watch, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Lord, Jesus. Well, you think you're about ready to go off the cliff and he shows up. See, he's never late. But I sure wish he was early. Isn't that amazing? How many of you, at times, the Lord has said, wait. Wait. He wasn't trying to make you feel bad. You just had to get into the position that you would never go into compromise, that you would stay in promise, flowing in that anointing. See what I'm saying? Waiting gives you a spiritual sight to see. Write it down. Waiting gives you spiritual sight to see. It gives you spiritual hearing to hear. And spiritual refinement to do his will. See, when you're waiting on something, you're thinking, so you don't make a rash decision. See, waiting gives you spiritual sight to see, spiritual hearing to hear, and spiritual refinement to do his will. When you understand that, it's amazing how your character is refined in this stillness and in this solitude. Actually, it's a gift. Let me give you an example. It doesn't happen like this anymore, because as my faith grew, the time sped up quicker, Sam. 1978, when the Lord told me he would give me a plane. Now, you got to remember, at the time, I couldn't even fill up a Toyota. Gas cost 59 cents a gallon. We thought that was so expensive. I remember it when it was 17 cents a gallon. I was a little boy. Yeah, let me see if people can remember this. People my age, you ever remember a gas station and fill up would bill up? Hold your hand up if you know what I'm talking about. That's some old people in here, ain't it? No. Philip and Billup. Billup, I tell you, everybody went to Philip and Billup. You know what I'm saying? So when I passed the Lafayette Airport and the Lord said, look up, I'm going to give you a jet. Lord Jesus. I thought, how? How? See, if he'd have gave it to me right then and there, all I could have said was, how? I didn't have enough money to fill it up. I didn't know one pilot in the world and any of that. So I thought, I better get myself ready. So I thought it was going to be in the next 3 months. Gave me that in August of 78. 79 came. 80, 81, 82, 83. That's 5 years now. 86, 87, 88, 89, 90. That's 10 years. 91, 92, 93, 94. Wait! Wait showed up. November of 1994, flew to Canada, bought Mr. Harvey Firestone Jr.'s corporate jet. Still didn't know how to fly it, but I knew how to receive it. Took all those years. Why? I was ready. But yet I thought in 78, 3 months after God told me I was ready. No, he told me to obey, to follow. Glory to God. And go ye. Then I had to learn how. And I never forget, Brother Kenneth Copeland told me, he said, now, Jesse, when you fill the jet up, don't shock your financial director. Take the bill and slowly place it on her desk because she will pass out. She's used to filling up a car. They're not used to filling up jets. Jets are expensive. And at the highest price fuel I've ever bought was $9 a gallon. That's in New York. So I bypass New York as much as I possibly can, especially when I'm going overseas. Get a plane long enough that you can go past the Goose Bay Newfoundland or Gander, and you can get free ice cream and fuel for like $2.80 a gallon because it's Canada. Now, we're believing for God for the Falcon 7X because we have wholesale fuel now. So I can go nonstop, just fill the sucker up and just go nonstop on wholesale fuel. Am I right? I can all the way to England. I can go to England. Just glory to God. Just saving money. See, I'm ready for that 7X9 because I know what it takes to function and operate an aircraft. I'm ready for great multiple growth, and I've had phenomenal growth in my ministry because I know how to operate and function in a ministry now. See, the promise has now become living reality to me. So when $1 million hit me, I don't go, Because you see, during the time of wait, I learned character. Standing firm. Spiritual sight. Spiritual hearing. Spiritual refinement. In my solitude. Now, I don't think of it as idleness. I think of it as earnest expectation. You see, and I'm not interested anymore in earthly dominion. I seek now for spiritual dynamics. It is His word and His method. Thank you for allowing me to minister to you each week on the broadcast. I'm excited about the partner offer we have for you this month. It's one of my classic sermons I preached many years ago. One more night with the frogs, you're gonna see me young. God doesn't want you struggling with the problems of the world. What are they? Anger, unforgiveness, depression, disease. Jesus wants you free. Why not be free? Order your copy at jdm.org. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The answer is no, there's not. In my book, Give God a Job, you would discover that our magnificent God is ready and able to fulfill every promise that He has for you. It's time to ask in faith and start living on earth as it is in heaven. Remember, if you keep God busy, He will keep you busy. Order your copy of my book, Give God a Job, today at jdm.org. I hope today's message really encouraged you. Listen, no one wants to wait for what they're believing for. Am I right? Don't give up. God says to stand, so stand therefore. Remember, He's working in you and for you. His promise will come to pass. I mean, that's just it. If you'd like to watch today's entire message, because you didn't get it all you have to do is go to our free JDM app. Get it? You can just watch it all and you'll just be blessed. Our January product offer is my new book, and I love it, called Give God a Job. I'm telling you, are you ready to put your faith to work and God to work? God wants to do the impossible in your life. How do I get it? You just go to jdm.org for all the ordering information, and you can get it there. I got a great question from a man named Connor. He says this, how do I know if I'm on God's timing with His plan for me? St. John 16:13, Connor, howbeit when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you in all truth, not some truth or a truth, all. So you'll be in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Pretty simple, isn't it? Word of God has an answer to everything. Don't complicate it. Just let the Holy Spirit do His work. And you know what His name is? The Comforter. So if He's the Comforter, you will be in comfort too. Partners, I can't thank you enough for all that you do for this ministry. I'm amazed. You overwhelm me. In 49 years of full-time ministry, you never having a financial deficit,
That's a miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ. And why? Because you obey God and I obey God. We just do what God says to do. You know, say, do you think you'll ever retire? Don't look like I will, because God keeps giving me more projects. I hope today that you support this ministry. Nothing too small, nothing too big. And I'm telling you, we got a lot of partners who trust us, and we trust them. So be a partner today if you're not one. And my God, sow a seed and believe it 100-fold. The anointing of increase is on me. It is on this boy. And I want it to come upon you. And I mean that sincerely, okay? You do that and watch God do a miracle. And I'll get somebody saved. We've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry. Give us our soul into the kingdom. We are doing that job. I mean that. We love you. We appreciate you. And don't miss next week. I got a sermon entitled The Difference Between Enough and All. Kind of exciting, isn't it? Don't miss it. We love you. Jesse the Planner from New Orleans said, God bless you. Have a glorious and wonderful day. We'll see you soon. God bless. Bye-bye.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, A Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
There's a vast difference between enough and all. Now, when I said that, most of you think in finance and stuff. And that's true in one sense. But to have all of God instead of enough of God. A lot of Christian people have just enough of God to make it to heaven. But when you have all of God, you have heaven on earth. Now, that's the difference, see?